The state of New Jersey unveiled its new slogan in the state capital, Trenton, yesterday.
It's New Jersey, come see for yourself.
That is the author of that line, Jeffrey Antman. He works in marketing for New Jersey's State Transit Agency. His was one of thousands of entries that were submitted, everything from expect the unexpected to New Jersey, most of our elected officials have not been indicted. As a native New Yorker, I assumed it should be New Jersey, gateway to the West. But it's noteworthy that the very state capital where the slogan was chosen has one of the most remarkable municipal slogans in the country. Hung from the trusses of the lower Delaware River Bridge are massive letters spelling out for motorists, for Amtrak passengers, and for pedestrians on the riverbank this slogan, Trenton makes, the world takes. It is actually the inverted supply-side version of the slogan that was chosen in a contest in 1910. The original was, The World Takes, Trenton Makes. It was thought up by a local civic and business leader named S. Roy Heath, whose daughter, Dartha Heath, is now 92 and still lives in Trenton.
Trenton, at the time, was exporting a lot of china, Lennox, and that sort of thing.
Was your father an advertising man?
Dad owned a lumber business. He also made a slogan for them. If it's in the woods, Heath can furnish the goods.
So he went for rhyme. We can see that. That was a trademark of his in slogans.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I mean, does Trenton still make what the world takes?
Well, I have a feeling they don't.
That's Dartha Heath. Back in 1910, her father was responsible for the slogan, Trenton makes, the world takes. It's in New Jersey, where you can come see it yourself.